Hi, this is Anita Thomas, and we're talking about road trips.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
You know, Doc Bill, when I hear that song, it really does make me ready to get on the road and do a really great road trip.
Yeah, the trip is fun. You know, the trip is sometimes the best part of the adventure.
Well, that's what I think. I mean, I think sometimes we can make it all about the trip.
Make it about the trip, plan out the music you want to listen to, and enjoy the foods along the way. And I like to stop at not so many chain restaurants, but small mom-and-pop places along the way. Things are interesting. That's my favorite place to stop along the road.
Well, that's a lot of fun, too. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the next segment, about, you know, really planning out and making, you know, a road trip really about the journey as being the destination. But, you know, before we do that, we really need to talk about, though, planning. And for all the listeners, I know you know Doc Bill's voice there. You hear him on with me all the time because he is my main road buddy. And that's Doc Bill with Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on Sapelo Island.
Beautiful Sapelo Island. That's a great place to take a road trip. At the end, you may have to take a boat. But it's a great place to take a road trip.
Well, and the majority of the journey will be by car, you know, definitely down 75 to 16 and then 95. So that's a great trip and a lot of really good stuff to see.
And 17 is a great way to head up to Sapelo Island, where you can enjoy the beautiful beaches, the beautiful cottages, the great food, and then most of all, the very fun people and things to see down there.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, when we talk about getting your car ready, as we did on the first segment there, you know, the next part then becomes really kind of planning out your trip and planning what you're going to do. And ever since I can remember learning to drive and really traveling with my family, AAA has always been our go-to. And I was sharing with someone who's in their 20s about how when we were planning a trip, you go by the AAA office to really help them map, to have them help you map out your trip. You know, and just AAA has just kind of been that partner, you know, with road trips, you know, ever since I can remember. So it just goes to, you know, goes to figure that if we're talking about road trips, we need to bring someone on from AAA. And we have just that person. We have Mark Jenkins with us, who has spent 6 years as a television anchor before he joined AAA. And he now represents AAA's Auto Club Group, which has a collection of 11 states, including Georgia and also Florida and Tennessee. So, Mark, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Anita.
Well, we're glad to have you here because, like I just said, I mean, we really can't take that road trip without some planning. At least we shouldn't. So according to AAA, what should be our first step then when we are looking at planning a trip, budgeting, really trying to look at saving money? Because that is one way that we can save money with our vacations is by driving. So what are some of the things we need to consider?
Well, there's a couple of steps that you can make. First of all, you can swing by that AAA branch to talk about where to go ahead and map out your road trip that you have ahead of you. You can also go and download the AAA app. And on the AAA app, you can actually plot out your starting point and your destination. You can find out the actual drive time that you're expecting. You can also see a list of hotels and gas stations and restaurants along the way, and even for the gas stations there, you can see the actual gas prices. So that can help you kind of gauge where you want to stop to fill up, where it's going to be a little bit cheaper. And of course, also when you're thinking about taking a trip, you want to make sure and swing by the AAA-approved auto repair facility. That's going to be a good opportunity for you to get that car inspected to make sure that the belts, the hoses, the filters, the tires, everything is in good working order, because you don't want one of those things failing on you when you're on that road trip, which could cause a nightmare for you. Either the car breaks down the side of the road, or even worse yet, you could get into a car accident.
Well, Mark, I mean, that's a really good point that you bring up in making sure that the car is road ready so that you don't get in an accident. But what are some other road safety tips? I know being rested is one, and making sure that the driver is comfortable and the seat is adjusted and things like that. But any other tips for just road safety?
Certainly. I mean, one big one right now, Anita, is with cell phones out there. Mm. You just want to make sure you just put the phone down. As we know, with texting while driving is a big initiative right now across the country. Many states are making it illegal to text and drive. Right now, we know that sending or receiving a text will take the driver's eyes off the road for an average of 4.6 seconds. So if you're driving at 55 miles per hour, that's the equivalent of driving the length of an entire football field blind. So just think about that. And when you're texting and driving, that's something that's going to put yourself and the other motorists in danger. Also, a couple of things to consider is if you have a GPS, program that before you begin your journey, because if you're looking down to set your GPS while you're behind the wheel and you're driving, that's just the same as texting while driving, really, because you're distracted. And another thing to consider, leave early so you don't have to be in a rush. If you're in a hurry, you might, you know, be aggressive when you're driving. You might miss your exit. Let's say, for instance, if you've ever missed your exit, odds are you've probably seen somebody who's been pulled over on the side of the road on the interstate and going in reverse to try to go back there and make that exit ramp.
I have seen that.
All the other motorists in danger. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It is very crazy. But you see that and you just think, what on earth are they thinking? Are people that slow up, you know, when they see that their exit is coming up and then they try and cut across, you know, two or three lanes, you know, to make that exit as well. Yeah, so we really have to drive with consideration of the other drivers out on the road.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, it's not just your safety that people are concerned about, but it's also the safety of everybody else, because when you're putting yourself in that danger, you're also putting the lives of other families who might be enjoying their road trips in danger, so you don't want to do that.
Absolutely, I agree with you on that.
AAA provides some very good services, but let's say you forgot your AAA card, or you have an old card but you're current in your AAA membership. Does that present a problem as far as getting the car towed or services?
It's not that it necessarily presents a problem. It's just something that's going to slow down the process. It's going to add one more hoop that you got to jump through. So if you forget your card at home, then the driver that comes out that's going to help you out, he's going to have to call in to AAA to validate your membership. So odds are he's going to have to check your identification. So if you don't have your AAA card, you need to make sure you at least have your license. That way they can validate that you are a AAA member.
I have to tell you, Mark, I have been a AAA member for as long as I have been driving and I can remember. And, you know, the membership has been great for me. It's really saved me a couple of times when I've had flat tires, and I think once or twice when I've had to have the car towed. So it really is a good membership. And just make sure that people keep those carts maybe in their glove compartment so they can easily access them if they need to use the service.
You're a AAA member no matter what car you drive. So if you are driving somebody else's car and you break down, it might be good to have it on you. So I guess maybe just a good rule of thumb is, you know, just put it right next to that license, and anytime you hit the road, you've got it there with you.
Now, yeah. AAA memberships, now, do you guys have an app or anything that people can download?
You just go on whatever your app center is and download AAA. It's a AAA app, and there's a number of great services for that, and you don't even have to be a AAA member to take advantage of that. One big thing that you can benefit from is just the fact that when you're driving to your destination, wherever it is you're going, you or the passenger can pull up the AAA app and find out the different gas stations that are along your route. The actual gas prices that they're charging for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline will pop up next to that gas station. And so you can compare, you know, what's going to be the cheaper option as you're approaching these locations.
I love that idea. But Mark, can you give us some information on how we can find out more information about becoming a AAA member, finding those apps, and just really more information about you guys? What's the website?
Oh, certainly. You just check out AAA.com. Now, there's another website that I was going to tell you about, Anita, that I know that you're going to love. This one is called Fuel Cost Calculator. Now, what you can do here is you can type in your starting point and then your destination, plug in the make, model, and the year of your vehicle. And what that's going to do is it's going to determine the miles that you're going to drive and the amount of gasoline that specific vehicle is going to consume along that route. And it's also going to calculate the amount of money you're going to spend in gasoline along that route. So it's going to take into consideration the average for a gallon of gasoline along that route and
depending on your
factor
car.
That into the mileage that your car is going to be driving, and that's going to determine how much money you should expect to spend on that road trip.
Mark, that was great. Thank you so much. That was Mark Jenkins with AAA. So definitely go online and check out AAA and get that membership and follow those tips that he gave. Those were really great trips, Dr. Bill, don't you think?
Excellent.
And coming up next, we're going to talk about the journey and making that fun. And how about maybe on Route 66? North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550, FM 102.9, WDUN.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, Jack, take my way. It's the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on.